Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Gillian Gilbert, who is a consultant and corporate trainer with LEGO R Serious Play Facilitator. Gillian, for 17 years now, can you believe it? At New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just love to ask, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about yourself, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Gillian, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Oh, thanks so much. It's such a pleasure to be here and a joy. And what a question, a loaded question to answer in 4 minutes. A little bit about myself. I am a trainer, a consultant, and yes, a LEGO Serious Play facilitator. It is a thing. It is a method we use to help organizations and leaders solve complex challenges by the use of a LEGO brick. The brick is just the medium, but we have some amazing breakthroughs that happen through this method. And so it's been a pleasure to add that as part of my portfolio. I've had years of higher education experience as well, and really believe in the bridge between what's theoretical and what's actually happening in practice on the ground. And so I help organizations and leaders become their best, or enable rather them to become their best selves. And so when you asked me this question, it's like, that's a loaded question. I was like, oh, I have a laundry list of things I can say. And some of it has already been said before. And so I think what I'd love to just share is from my experience, some of the leadership challenges or the leadership practices that I'm seeing are of great need. None of them are really new in the sense of they've been around forever, but I think with all of the shifts that have happened in the environment, in the world, it's a new day and a new type of leadership is required. And some of those leadership skills maybe not come naturally to some, or they may be more highlighted than they have ever been before. And so what I realized were three key things. One, that ego has really driven a lot of what's happened in leadership. And so leadership is just as much about getting something accomplished as it is about controlling your own ego. And it's not about you. And so part of the best practice is, how do we start to remember that the actual role of leading an organization isn't about me, it's about others, it's about our relationships with other people. And our ego can really cause us to lose a lot of relationship capital. And it can also cause really bad decision making about people and about systems and structures. And so that's one thing I think is to really think about the role of our own ego in trying to achieve in the organization. The second is that leadership requires a lot of clarity of definition about what we mean. What does it mean to you to be a leader? And to define it and to provide actual articulation to your people about your philosophy of leadership and how that permeates into the organization. So many organizations have a people strategy, but they don't have a leadership philosophy. And so I think there's a need to start to really create a definition of what we believe about people. And fundamental about how we want to lead people. And there's a lot that can drive that. The third is really, and I think this is the clincher, is that leadership is all about character and posture. And there are some key postures that I'm seeing need to be practiced within the organization and among us as leaders. And one is the practice of humility, goes back to our ego, kindness, it's lacking, the ability to say thank you, the ability to go the extra mile and do it with kindness is huge. Courage to do the hard things and have difficult conversations. I'm hearing that a lot. How do we start to build courage to take risks, to try things that are new, and to have those conversations even though they're uncomfortable? And I'm hearing that a lot. People are lacking some courage. So let's build some courage practices. Curiosity, if I'm not curious about things outside of my environment, then I'm not going to be as innovative and I'm not going to bring the right people around me. So practicing curiosity and courage together is really a powerful force. And the last is to reframe my view of followership. I think we have come into a paradigm that people are choosing who and how and when they follow. And it doesn't matter if you can tick the boxes. What matters is what kind of relationship makes them want to know you enough to listen to what you have to say. And so as we look at those practices of remembering your ego, practicing humility, kindness, curiosity, courage, and reframing followership and my own followership with those who I am responsible for and to, I think those are some practices. And those are not easy and they're not simple, but they require us to do some actual exercising of a different kind of muscle in our heart and in our mind about our role in the organization. So that's where I would leave it, is say, are those simple, but not so simple practices that organizations and leaders need to examine? And that's where I want to leave it with you today.
Gillian, I really appreciate that. I love that really practical, really clear summary for what you feel is really necessary at the moment. And I'm not just saying this to be polite, but I would massively echo every single thing that you've said there, that I've seen that within the work that we do. And so I champion, obviously, what you're doing and really very much align with that. If I could just give a message out to the subscribers like I do each week, or Mark does each week out of Florida as well, is that do keep an eye on the events page of the website for the various activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are free to subscribers. And if there is a small free, it's because the professional organization we're partnering with is looking for it, not so much for us. But I just want to say a big thank you, Gillian. I know you're on the East Coast now, and as you know, I'm on the West Coast. So could I offer you a virtual high five?
Yes.
Thank you, Gillian. It's so great to see you again. And I really appreciate the you taking this time with us today.
My pleasure.
All the best, Gillian.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.